This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. I welcome you to this week's edition of Civic Matters. It's a feature aimed at highlighting your community and civic engagement opportunities. This feature is produced in partnership with the Civ City Initiative, and our guest each week is the Executive Director of Civ City. Mary Morgan, are you election ready?
Oh my gosh, I sure am. I love Election Day. Of course, it's happening tomorrow, so hooray.
You and I have that same kind of passion for elections and the participatory democracy opportunities. We know that in off-year elections, particularly in primaries, they don't draw a lot of interest. We've been doing previews on all of the ballot issues and elections for several weeks here on WEMU. When I'm out and about and bring up the primaries, I find that most people I talk to are either uninterested or even entirely unaware that there is a primary election tomorrow. Are you having a similar experience?
Absolutely, and it's really discouraging. Last week I was with two different groups, and I ran into a couple of college students who were, one lived in Ypsilanti, one lived in Ann Arbor. And they were in leadership programs. They were considered themselves very engaged. And I said, oh, okay, so, you know, I'm sure you're aware of the election on Tuesday. And both of them just gave me blank stares and were shocked and really kind of embarrassed, I think. And that's not unusual. A lot of people don't know about it. And, you know, it's given that every year we have these August elections, it is discouraging.
Well, now, there isn't a ton on the ballot tomorrow. There's four primary races for city council in Ann Arbor, a Water Street debt retirement millage in Ypsilanti. There's a bond issue put forth by the Dexter Schools, public safety millage in Northfield Township, and a millage to expand broadband internet access in Linden Township. Still, for all of the communities involved, these are big issues. And in talking to Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Gelombieski, he told WEMU that maybe as high as 13% turnout in total, a little higher in the townships, and even a little lower in Ann Arbor. Have we done any research? Do you have any idea as to why we seem to be doing so poorly in the process of this participatory democracy process?
Well, I tell you, a lot of attention now, especially in the Ann Arbor area, is focused nationally, and I think people spend their energy that way, and they don't direct very much of it towards what's happening in their backyard, in part because I think a lot of people believe that, oh, things are going okay, you know, we don't really need to worry about it, somebody's taking care of that. And I also think, you know, people blame it on lack of a daily newspaper. Turnout was really low even when the Ann Arbor News was operating daily. So I really don't think we can blame it on that.
Let me put it this way. If you have yet to think over the issues, there are ways to get informed about the election before tomorrow. And even if you can't make it to the polls in person, Mary, I think there's still a limited amount of time to get an absentee ballot.
That's right. You can go in person to your city or township clerk's office and request an absentee ballot. You can vote right there. You can vote later. You can actually cast your absentee ballot until the polls close on Tuesday at 8 p.m. So you don't have to vote absentee by 4 p.m. today, but you do have to request the ballot by 4 p.m. today.
This is Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. We continue our conversation with Mary Morgan. Mary is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. Mary, I mentioned that Linden Township has a millage issue to be decided tomorrow that could expand investment in broadband internet offerings in the area. I think most of us kind of take this access for granted. Are there other areas of Washtenaw County where access is not a given?
Absolutely. In most of the rural communities on the western part of the county, the south and southeast, it's very difficult oftentimes to find broadband internet access. And, you know, it's been an issue that people in those districts have been talking about for years. The county tried to address it several years ago with an initiative called Wireless Washtenaw.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? It just kind of seemed to fade away.
It kind of fizzled out. And I think at the time, the last I really heard mention of it was around 2010. And the company that had been hired to do the rollout was saying that they couldn't get investors. And this was right after, of course, the Great Recession. So I think that a lot of factors played into it. And I'm really glad to see Linden Township take the issue into its own hands.
And I do believe that the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners are once again looking at the issue. What is the aim of the countywide effort at this point?
Pretty vague so far. They appointed a new broadband subcommittee. Members were appointed last week. And the general mission is to explore immediate and long-term countywide broadband access and equity. So, you know, who knows what that means? The rural-urban divide, I think, is certainly one of those issues. But I'm looking forward to when the first convening of the committee happens. A couple of people who were involved in the Linden Township project through a group called the Michigan Broadband Collective are also serving on this countywide committee. So I think there'll be some overlap, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Once again, you are listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU, and our partner in this effort and our guest each Monday is Mary Morgan, the Executive Director of Civ City Initiative. And Mary, because of elections tomorrow, Ann Arbor City Council has made a schedule change. Typically, council meets on Monday nights, but this week, because of the election, they'll be meeting on Thursday evening. In reviewing the agenda, anything pique your interest?
It's a pretty light agenda. I will say that, it's always fun. You see seasonal things come up on these agendas, and we're starting to see things related to the fall return of U of M students to classes. There's a road closure, street closure agenda item for U of M football games, for example. So it is almost upon us.
It is. And for those who live in the area, it is a matter of inconvenience. But those football games do a world of good for the economy of the city.
You just got to plan your day around it. You're not going to the game. You have to be sure that you don't get caught in the mess.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, should anything on the agenda pique your interest, there is a new feature available to Ann Arbor residents in which they have the opportunity to comment on any agenda item.
Yeah, it's called eComment. It was launched earlier this summer. It's a little tricky to get to. You have to go. There's no link directly to the agenda items themselves, so you have to go to the calendar, you have to choose a drop-down option for City Council, and then scroll down to the agenda, and you'll see the e-comment. It's on the left or right-hand side. You can comment on any agenda item, and those comments are then given to council members before the meeting.
Now, I would imagine that as we move into the not-so-distant future, one of the things people are going to want to comment on is the future of the Inglis House. Now, the City of Ann Arbor is actively seeking some feedback about a potential new historic district, and it involves Inglis House?
That's right. This all started really when the University of Michigan Board of Regents voted to sell the property. It's a 9-acre property, historic mansion. It's listed already for $5.9 million, and the City of Ann Arbor is concerned about the future of that property, and so they've convened a study committee. The committee released a draft report and is seeking public input right now. There'll also be a public hearing in September. I think that the key thing is right now we don't have any recommendations from the committee. The report is really just kind of a description of the property and its historic connections. So the city is really looking for the community to help shape what happens to that.
Now, the City of Ann Arbor has been undergoing changes, a lot of new development in the area, and this does sit on 9 acres, so there is that possibility of commercial development with the potential of rezoning for the area, correct?
Right. If it's not protected as a historic property, then that is, I think, absolutely the concern for some people in the city.
Well, as our time together winds down, Mary Morgan, I want to highlight this. We've discussed the perception and reality that when it comes to primary elections, civic engagement is low. It turns out it's not just primary elections. There's a new study out that provides local government officials in the state of Michigan are recognizing an overall decline in interest in matters of civics. Is that curious to you?
I guess it's not surprising, but I go back to the it's really discouraging, and I'll be curious to see what happens the next time they do this survey. The difference between 2012 and 2016, there was a decline in a sense of whether citizens are more or less engaged, and most local leaders of local government entities in Michigan felt that it was on the decline, and that they were providing more opportunities for civic engagement, but citizens were less interested in participating.
And once again, there doesn't seem to be less engagement when it comes to matters of the presidential elections and federal issues, and there's this perception that perhaps those have more of a direct impact on our quality of life. But really, when you get down to it, our quality of life is determined by the decisions we make in our own communities.
Absolutely, and I think that People need to think about their own role in giving feedback and input and having their voice heard in that process.
The report came from the University of Michigan Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, known as CLOSUP, and you can find that online, and we'll certainly create a link for it on our website at WEMU.org. In reviewing the report, did it offer any potential solutions to increase local civic engagement?
Well, I think, you know, the ways to increase civic engagement, a lot of community members spend, a lot of government leaders spend a lot of time thinking about that. I think that they're trying to reach out more in terms of making accessible opportunities in the community as opposed to bringing people into City Hall, for example.
Are we just an information overload? I mean, we're constantly hit over the head with so much information via the internet, social media, and in our day-to-day lives. Is it just too much? Perhaps people are just tuning out, if going into survival mode?
I wish I had the answer. And if that's true, then all the information that we're trying to convey right now is just adding to the noise, David.
Right.
I don't want to go there.
Well, I like our noise, and we'll do it again next week, Mary. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner in this weekly feature called Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.